Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome back to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, your host. I'm an award-winning author, business owner, and a consultant. I'd like to invite you to reach out to me if you'd like to start your own business, because I'd like to help you get your own fashion brand off the ground or take your existing venture to new heights. Enough about that. The reason you tuned in is because you are a fan of fashion, business, and the lifestyle of being a gentleman. And today we have a great show prepared for you that I really think you're going to enjoy. Today we are going to be talking about starting your own brand and also building your brand and belief in yourself. You know, there's a quote that says, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started if you're going to be great. And that really lines up perfectly with the discussion that we'll be talking about today. Now, there is somebody that is entering the NBA draft that has done just this. Him and his family have started their own brand and have caused all kinds of controversy. I'm sure you know exactly who I'm talking about. And if you don't know, then stay tuned because we'll be diving into this exciting journey of a player with a lot of potential, but has, as we said, created a lot of waves with his fashion business before he has even been drafted into the NBA. What side of the coin will you take? Will you side with going out on a limb, starting your own brand, or sticking the safer route and going with the established brands that are offering to pay you big money for a contract? I guess it depends on how you look at it, but if you have belief in yourself, sometimes it can take you to even greater heights on your own than what you can do with working with someone else. So we look forward to that discussion. Hopefully that whets your appetite. Then after that, we'll dive a little deeper into fashion, and we'll be joined by a stylist who will be talking to us about wearing jeans with a tie and also with a sports coat. You know, that's a look that a lot of guys want to try to pull off, but sometimes they're not sure how to do it. But really, it starts with the jeans. So we're really going to dive into jeans, how to style the jeans, what looks work best with jeans, and also how to find the right fit for yourself and what to do once you find a brand that seems to be working for you. I'm really glad that you tuned in this week. We're excited to have you along on this ride. As we always say on the Life of a Gentleman, this is a journey that we're taking together. And so I would like to invite you to please, if you get a chance, take a look at the website, The Life of a Gent. That's thelifeofagent.com. You can go there and there's a lot of different resources you can find, but in particular, the book, The Life of a Gentleman, is a perfect guide for those starting out on this journey. And then also my latest book, The Mindset of a Gentleman, will show you how you can craft and develop the winning mindset that is going to allow you to achieve all the goals and the dreams that you have in front of you, but also to present yourself to the world as a gentleman that they must respect. And hopefully this discussion today on the podcast is going to do just that, help you on this journey. And also along the way, we hope it makes you laugh and entertains you as well. So we look forward to diving into the content for today's show. And thank you once again for listening. Let's get the show started. The Life of a Gentleman.
Hey everybody, it's DeAndre Marie, the producer of The Life of a Gentleman, and I have a great deal to offer you. You can save more than 25% off handmade Italian leather shoes. I'm talking monk straps, brogues, loafers, and more. If you want to learn how you can save more than 25% on these great quality shoes, please go to www.itsdeandremarie.com and click on Bespoken Mogul Shoes in the menu bar. And make sure you stay tuned into The Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. And this week, we're going to have a little fun because, you know, if you haven't picked up on it, most of us that are contributors on the show are big NBA fans, and the NBA draft is upon us. And so I thought today would be fun to mix sports and business. And what I mean is, there's a controversial figure that is looming over the draft this year, and he's not even a player. So let me bring in my co-host here, Darius, to talk about this subject with me. Darius, how's it going today?
Good. It's going great. How are you?
Not bad. Been a fun time watching the NBA Finals. Really enjoyed that. You know, it's draft season, so that's always fun too.
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
Now, your team is Portland, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, growing up in the East Coast, I still keep an eye on the Charlotte Hornets. But yeah, I couldn't help but fall in love with the Portland Trail Blazers out here. They've been an interesting team and fun team to follow.
Yeah, and myself, same way, but I've converted over to the Pistons, and not really much to talk about there. So unless we can find a way to find a superstar in this draft. But, you know, one of the guys that's getting a lot of press, like I said, he's not even a player. I'm sure the audience might have heard about him. It's LaVar Ball. What are your initial thoughts when I say that name?
At first, I didn't know how to take him. You know, I was kind of like, to be honest with you, who is this guy? Where's he coming from? I know his son's really good, but who is this guy? But then he really kind of wore on me. The longer I listened to him and the more he talked, he kind of wore on me as a businessman. I really appreciated what he was doing.
Yeah, and let me set this up for the audience in case some of you haven't heard of this guy. LaVar Ball, he's the father of Lonzo Ball, who was a player at UCLA and who is supposedly going to be, you know, definitely a top five pick in this year's NBA draft. And as Darius mentioned, he's very controversial because the guy is very loud and outspoken, kind of like a presidential candidate of ours. And, you know, it's caused a lot of controversy. But at the same time, he's got a lot of press for his son. And you know what they say, there's no good press, there's no bad press, man. It's all press. So he's doing it big. He's getting them on magazines, TV shows. But the guy is controversial, and I'll let Darius tell you why he's so controversial.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with his personality, right? He's very confrontational at times. He can be, and he just really speaks his mind. He has his way of thinking, and he sticks with it. You know, I don't think the media really knew how to take him because they could not, you know, mold him or make him change. He just stayed himself, and it didn't matter how they attacked him, how they questioned him. He stayed himself. He stayed his course, and I guess that's what wore on me about him. I realized that he was going to stay his authentic self no matter what, no matter what they threw at him. It started impressing me. I was like, hey, this guy's sticking to his guns. You know, he knows what he wants, and he's sticking with it.
Yeah, the funniest thing for me, though, is when he stuck to his guns saying he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one in his heyday, which totally doesn't make any sense. But at the same time, you got to give the man props for having so much confidence. That's crazy.
That was something I think he just threw out there to get some attention, and hey, he got it.
Hey, but that's the thing about it. You know, like I said, we're going to talk sports, but we're going to talk business because he was able to make such a, you know, strange statement about what he could do that almost is laughable. But think about how many different shows you saw him on or heard him on after he made that statement. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, TNT, you know, the NBA show with Charles and Kenny and Shaq, they're talking about it. ESPN, Fox, NBA Radio, Sirius XM, the list goes on. He's invited on all these shows simply off making a radical statement. I mean, you got to love the guy. I think he's doing it on purpose.
I think he knows exactly what he's doing. And then he did all that, getting attention, kind of made his rounds, and then he introduced his shoe. So he knew exactly what he was doing. He was getting as much exposure as he could. It was very smart business. Entertaining, if nothing else.
Yeah, no, it was. And you mentioned the shoe. Go ahead and elaborate on that. For those that don't know, he's released a shoe. He's actually created a brand for his family.
Well, he started a brand called the Big Baller Brand for him and his sons, his whole family. And the first thing they did was they released a shoe for his son that's coming out in the draft. I believe it was $495, and that caused all kinds of controversy. But my thought on that was, I mean, even if he only sold 500 or 1,000 pairs of shoes, I mean, that's $500,000 right there, and he's just now gaining momentum.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I thought the same thing, but a lot of people laughed at him because they were saying his son could have got a Nike contract or maybe a Reebok contract or even Under Armour, something like that. And they were saying it could go in the neighborhood of maybe $2-3 million a contract, you know, over several years for his son to promote those shoes. But they rejected that, went out on their own established their own brand, Big Baller Brand. He's got two more sons coming up after this that most likely will make it to the NBA or at least have a shot. To me, it's not as crazy as it sounds to start your own thing.
Not at all. I remember a couple shows back, Richard, we talked about starting your own business and the sense of fulfillment. I would guess them getting a check from Nike would have meant a lot, but them getting a check for their own brand with their own shoe probably means more.
Yeah, you know, again, when we talked about business in that show too, we talked about seeing the end game. And to me, the end game is this. You think about it. There's three boys. They're all going to have shoes eventually. They all have their own little fan base. You know, with the way social media is these days, I shouldn't call it little. Their fan base is huge. So they have a huge fan base. And there's people that will support them. But this is a brand that all three of them can have and can pass that on if they can keep it going. You know, who's to say they can't keep this brand going? Who's to say that they can't sign other athletes to their brand also and bring them in on their own deals? Because to me, it's all about ownership.
Absolutely. Now, I'll tell you where the brand and all that, where everything lies, the pressure lies, and I'm really rooting for the kid, is really in Lonzo Ball, right? Like, he's going to have to play well. That's going to be the X factor here. If he becomes a superstar, the sky is going to be absolutely the limit for the Big Baller Brand. If he becomes an average player, they'll still probably do okay, but he can't be a bust. He's going to have to really bring it when he comes to the NBA. If he does, if he becomes a superstar level player, say on the level of a Steph Curry down the road, the sky's going to be the limit for the Big Baller Brand.
Yeah, exactly. So they're looking at it long term. Look at the payoff. Nobody is going to be laughing if this kid becomes a perennial all-star. And then think about it. 2 years down the road, his brother comes in and his brother makes a splash in the league. And then the youngest brother, to me, is the most talented of them all. And what the scouts are saying, he comes in 3-4 years after that. And you've got three brothers in the NBA that are doing excellent or decent. Like you said, forget 1,000 shoes. Let's say they're selling, you know, 5,000 shoes at $500 a pop. You do the math.
You said it best. No one's going to be laughing when that happens.
Yeah,
I sure won't be.
Yeah, and who's to say down the road that all the shoes are going to be $500? I mean, right now he's cashing in on a publicity tour. He had to pay nothing for advertising. All the promotion was free by the biggest sports networks in the world, ESPN and Fox Sports. They're all giving him free press. Man, the guy said he already sold 500 shoes in the first, I believe it was in the first month or so. So, I mean, they're off to a great start. Why people are knocking him, I don't understand. I mean, he's really doing something for his family, which I think is something that he should be applauded for. His methods may be strange, but you know what? He's getting more free press. Name another player in the NBA draft. You almost can't do it.
I completely agree with you, Richard. And the other thing I'll add is that shoe price, I think you're right. It will go down later. I would guess, obviously I've never talked to him, but he's setting up right now his businesses, his production costs, or whatever he's doing to set the Big Baller Brand up. And if he has X amount that he needs, say it's $500,000 or $1 million, just to get that all set up, he's figured out the math on, if my shoes are this much and I sell 1,000 or 2,000, I'll have this much. I think in the future, you'll see the shoe go down a little as he set this business up.
You're exactly right. He has to get relationships built up with vendors, and I'm sure he's doing just that. In fact, I did a little research on it a little bit, and I found out that actually, if you order the shoe now, the $495 shoe, and just to mention too, they also have the option for the $995 shoe, which is autographed by Lonzo Ball. So again, that's something you might even roll the dice on. An autographed limited edition shoe. If this guy goes on to be the player that some of the analysts think he's going to be, you know how much that shoe's going to be worth? Man, I'm thinking about getting one.
Right, absolutely. Can you imagine right now going into your garage and having an autographed Michael Jordan shoe, one of the first that came out, or autographed LeBron James or Kobe? I mean, that would be something that you'd be proud to have. So if his son does what they're expecting him to do, might not be a bad idea to pick the shoe up.
Yeah. You know? The funny thing is, if you do order it, what I was going to say is right now, if you order it, it doesn't come to you immediately. You have to wait until sometime in the fall, they were saying, when the shipping will begin. So, again, another savvy business move by this guy. He actually has you, or me, the customers, paying in advance for the product. It's like he's done his own crowdsourcing, so he's not coming out of pocket. There's no risk with this. You know, and since you know I have a background in apparel manufacturing, I can tell you that shoe is not going to cost anywhere near $50 to have it made. But think about it. He's charging $500. The markup on that, it's nearly all profit, and he hasn't had to pay for any publicity.
And I'll add, if you're going to buy one shoe for yourself, it'd be a great gift idea for a friend of yours that grew up with you, that you enjoy talking sports with. Just throw it out there. Great gift idea.
Hey. Yeah, it would be. Man, I can't wait for you to send those to me. Well, but seriously, though, I was talking with my accountant, actually. And, you know, we were wrapping up the tax season, and this is when everything was hot and heavy with some of the negative press. And my accountant, he's a younger guy. I mean, he's in his early 40s. He still plays a little basketball. He's an athlete somewhat. And you know what? He said, actually, he was thinking about buying a pair. He didn't think they looked too bad, and he really seriously was contemplating it. And we got to talking, and I thought, you know what? If you buy a pair, I might buy a pair too, because we both kind of agreed. We like the fact that he's doing something for his family legacy. And I don't know if you're really going to send me that pair or not, but have you talked to anyone? What are you thinking about? Would you pick up a pair?
I would. I would love to see the kid play for a little bit, but I guess it would be worth rolling the dice, you know? Again, in my opinion, he's the true product, how he plays and how he looks in the NBA. And I've heard nothing, and I've watched him, of course, play a little bit at UCLA. The kid's got game. I mean, he makes others around him better. He reminds me of a little bit of Jason Kidd, and he's just a true point. There's not one of those. There's few of those, I should say, left in the NBA, a true point guard. He's got a shot on him. I mean, the kid could be great. So, yeah, I would definitely strongly consider it, because it could be worth it down the road. I mean, if you want to look at it almost like an investment or an item that you would have that you'd be proud of later down the road.
No, you're right. I had a chance to watch the kid play also, and I'm impressed with what he does. I mean, he is kind of a Jason Kidd type player, but if he falls to the Lakers like they think he's going to, I could see that being a good fit. I tell you what, the advertising right there, the free promotion and all that, it's just going to continue to roll in, especially if he's in a big market like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. I think the Big Baller brand is a very sharp for how they're playing this. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw LeVar Ball on TV, and he was being challenged about the $500 price tag on the shoe. And, you know, he simply said, if you can't afford them, you're not a big baller, you know?
I remember that.
You know, and it's like, what can you say? You know, I guess he's right. You know, you can't knock the guy.
Well, if you really think about it, you know, if you really break it down in budgeting terms, if you were able to, over a few months, just save, you know, $100 a month, basically, for 4 or 5 months and buy the shoe, it really wouldn't be that difficult. Even if you didn't have a lot of money, you could put some back and get them. I mean, in all honesty, if you were that big of a fan, you could make it happen.
Yeah, the funny thing is, you know, I've never paid $500 for a pair of shoes before. And, you know, I guess that would be my first $500 pair. Now, I've paid a couple hundred dollars for a pair of shoes, but you're talking about Italian dress shoes or something like that
that
is going to last and last. I don't think, right. And if I paid $500, I don't think I'm taking those things out on the court to play either.
I tell you what, I chuckle. Can you imagine growing up asking our parents for $500 shoes? I could barely get my parents to buy me Jordans. They was like British Knights back in the day, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't even think I'd attempt to ask to get a $500 pair of shoes. Get a $500 beatdown.
So I was going to say the balls came out at a good time period, because back in our day, that wouldn't have gone very well at my house. We couldn't have bought. In fact, I probably wouldn't have been able to watch Laker games just because he asked to pay $4.95 for some shoes.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what is really funny about this is the fact that we're talking about it is even more, yes. You know, kudos to this man's genius and ingenuity. Who cares if it's an act? We don't know if it is. This is just his personality. Might be. But either way, it's really a genius business move. And sometimes, you know, we like to talk business on this show, but this is a great way to think outside the box and to really make things happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny you said that, Richard, because if you look at the draft right now, there's a lot of talented players. The Fox kid from Kentucky, an amazing point guard. There's some players from Kansas that are great, Carolina that are great. No one's talking about any of them, hardly. The Ball kid is the one getting all the airplay, all the attention, and that's the ingenious thing about it.
That's what I love about it the most. I mean, you say what you want. The kid, in the end, he has to thank his dad. He's really put him on the map, and he set him up for the future, because even if things go belly up for the kid on the court, which I don't think they will, you know, barring some freak injury, I think he's going to turn out to be a pretty good player, maybe even an all-star. But the point is, they have a business established that their whole family can be proud of and work on together. And that's an achievement in itself.
Absolutely agree.
All right, Darius. Well, I think we covered this pretty good and had a lot of fun talking about it at the same time. And love to have you come back on again, and let's tackle another subject soon.
Oh, absolutely. The sports talk and basketball talk keeps reminding me that one of these shows, I've got to tell our one-on-one story. So we'll get to that. I keep forgetting, but it will come out. Okay. I will let the world know.
All right, we'll do that on one of these episodes, maybe the next one.
Yes, sir.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Gentleman's Look, where we talk about style and fashion. And this week, we're going to talk about a very interesting subject, something that definitely we see a lot of people do, but you might have some questions about exactly how to do it. And to help us figure that out, we have on the line Dennis Stiles. How's it going today?
How you doing, my friend? Good to be back for another week, you know, just talk fashion and give the audience an insightful topic today, which I'm pretty excited to do.
Yeah, it sounds good. What did you have in mind? What are we going to dive into?
Buying the perfect jeans. Pretty much how to wear the perfect jeans. As you know, Rich, there's, I would say, probably four or five different pair of jeans. You have regular, slim fit, relax, boot cut. So let's get down to the point, man. We got to eliminate relax and skinny jeans and boot cut. Those three are out. So that leaves us with straight cut.
And the regular,
and I think. The regular fit.
Yeah, you call, and so those are the two really that I think anybody would go for. The boot cut, unless you're doing construction, you don't need that.
You know what? Let's add on the slim. So let's just do a slim cut and just a regular cut.
Those are the two that I think anybody would purchase. Other than that, I don't really see anybody really wearing those styles these days. I don't even know why they're still at the store, really. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, man, to each his own. Some people out there in the relaxed fit, it is what it is.
Yeah, we won't try to figure it out. Let's just dive into the tips and let's help everybody out. What do you have for us?
Well, the key to denim here is it could be dressed down or dressed up. It could pretty much be worn, you know, to any event except for a black tie gathering, pretty much. And even then, you know, wearing black jeans or boots is still not acceptable. So the key here with jeans is just buying a slim or straight cut. And when it comes to jeans, you just got to find the right brand, I think. A brand that, you know, fits you perfectly where you don't really have to tailor much. Because jeans, you know, are not something that you could tailor easily. You know, if you go to any tailor, they're probably just going to take the bottom from the knee down because the stitching is just not going to be the same. So you just have to have a jean that fits your body type and brand. You find that right brand, you buy a bunch of different pairs. Get a light wash, a dark wash, and some black jeans. Now, black jeans, you say, oh, wait a minute, black jeans is kind of rock and rollish. Not anymore. Now it's worn to dress up a tie or a bow tie. Now, this is the key to jeans. A dark wash is perfect to wear with ties. So if you're thinking, hey, man, can I wear a tie with jeans? Of course you can. I encourage you to. Dark navy blazer, striped woven shirt, like we talked about in the last topic, spread collar, it's fine. That's how you dress up. Forget about pins. Just stick to a pocket square and a tie and some nice denim with loafers, wingtips, monks, and you're good.
Yeah, I like what you said there. Let's stick with this for a little bit. And what I mean is let's stick with the color, because now we know, yeah, we need slim fit or straight cut. We definitely don't want real extremely baggy pants. So some things you brought out about the color, let's revisit. The black denim, it's okay now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now listen, it has to be a clean black denim though. Yeah, so it, that to the point where from afar, it looks like you're wearing black khaki.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right about that. Jet black. It can't be all pebbly, looking kind of grayish, stonewashed.
Yeah, if you want to do a worn in, then get your Chelsea boots and get your long baggy T-shirt and go ahead and want to have a street look. But we're trying to, you know, talk about the gentleman way of wearing jeans.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I like what you're saying about the different colors. The dark finish of the denim, perfect for casual look, like you said, can dress it up, dress down. But one of the other great points that you made was finding the brand that works for you. Everybody is so different, their body type is different, so you have to really explore different brands. There's so many different jean companies out there now. You don't have to just go to Macy's or your local department store, because they're all going to carry, you know, Levi's naturally. But that doesn't mean that jean is going to be a good fit for you.
Yeah, well, like I said, jean is a little bit, is a lot different than dress pants, Rich. A dress pant, I could buy a relaxed cut, and I could take it to the tailor, and trust me, I'll have that looking like a slim fit pant. You can't do that with jeans. You cannot just rearrange a pair of jeans and make it into your own. When you buy a pair of jeans, it better be close to perfect as you can. It can be, pretty much. Meaning the top part has to fit. That's the number one part. Meaning the back, the crotch, the legs. Bottom part of your leg, from the knee down, that could be tailored. And that's how I go about tailoring my jeans. I take care of it from the bottom down.
Yeah.
I slim it up and then shorten it at the bottom. Just make sure you tell your tailor that the stitching on the bottom stays the same.
Yeah, that's a good point that you made. You cannot reconstruct jeans the way you do with dress pants. The thing about this that's kind of funny is I recently just went through this myself, and I finally found the perfect pair of jeans for myself. And I did exactly what you said. I ended up just getting rid of all my other jeans. Actually, ended up getting rid of all my other chinos as well, and decided to just stick with this brand because it fits so well. I've replaced all my denim and chinos with a brand called Page. If anybody out there is interested, you have to check them out. I mean, the quality is outstanding, and the fit is, like you said, almost perfect. The only thing you have to do is just hem the bottom to however you like it.
Now, when you bought those pair of jeans, this is your first time shopping at Page, right?
Yeah, that was my first time being introduced to that brand. I was actually purchased my first pair at Nordstrom's. It was recommended to me, so I decided to try it. Really liked how they fit. So right out the gate, I did what you said. I got two different washes. So I made the purchase, got two different ones. But then when I got home, as I wore those, just the confidence level, you know, the response to the jeans was so great. I decided to just go on their website and replace, you know, the rest of my wardrobe. And it's worked out great. I mean, when you find a good fitting pair of jeans, there's nothing like it.
Oh, I so agree. You know what's happening to the denim world now, Rich, is when you go somewhere, you usually say, you know what, I want to go to this event, but I don't want to wear jeans. Now it's just,
no, you're right.
I mean, it looks amazing with an open shirt, collar shirt, or with a tie. Now, you have to be particular about the tie. Obviously, you're not going to wear jeans and then I'm not going to wear a floral tie. I'm either going to wear a knit or stripes. Keep it classier than you usually do.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like the floral, but I think you could do that possibly, but I think when you have the blazer on, then you're doing too much. If you're going to do the whole floral look, I think you have to just roll up your sleeves a little bit and go like really casual, maybe with a pair of sneakers or something like that.
Yeah, that's the way I would represent that. Now, with the ties, I think a knit and striped ties.
No, that's a perfect look. I think you're exactly right. The thing about it is, if you throw on the sports jacket, the knit tie is going to look phenomenal. That's probably the number one way to go. And then number two, like you said, would just be some stripes or maybe a geometric type pattern. But something, you know, kind of subtle. Nothing too over the top.
Keep it classic and your jeans are going to stand on you. The good thing about jeans, though, is for some reason, when you wear a nice pair of brand new shoes, whether it be monks, they somehow just look even much better, man, than they do with dress pants.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny, and I find that to be true. Wingtips with jeans looks great. Wingtips, for me, has become a casual shoe. I know traditionally it's a formal shoe, but it seems to be more suited for an older style or a more classic style cut of a suit. And so I stay away from it for my suits. But wingtips, perfect with jeans though. It's classic casual look.
Yeah, all the and especially the loafers now for the summer. Now, you know, when you wear jeans, you don't necessarily have to wear socks. You can go, wear no-show socks, puff it a little bit, and you're good to go, man. You know what I also like, Rich? What about a bow tie, a double-breasted jacket, and some nice light wash jeans?
Yeah, that would be a cool look, too. I've actually thought about doing that. Or what about a bow tie with a vest?
Exactly, and then just nice pair of denim.
Yeah, so, guys, I hope you're getting some good ideas because, you know, when people think jeans, sometimes they just think throwing a T-shirt or a polo, but you don't have to do that. You can really dress these jeans up, and it's not to the point of, you know, formal fashion, but you can go out to a nice bar or a nice nightclub with those dark wash denim jeans on and a tie, and you will get noticed.
I agree with you. Actually, I'm probably going to be wearing that tonight. A date night, so catch me in a pair of jeans on my IG stories with my double-breasted linen blazer.
Oh, that sounds great. I think that everyone over the next few weeks, I'm sure Dennis and also myself will be posting some pictures of jeans with wearing a blazer with a tie, and hopefully we can inspire some people. But would you like to give any final tips on denim and wearing a tie?
Yeah, find your brand that you like. You know, when you shop, you find it by different colors. You don't necessarily have to have a lot of one pair of style of jeans. Just buy about three or four. I think that should cover you. The thing about jeans, they're easier to maintain than dress pants. You could wash them, you could dry them, and they'll go right back into place in there. Because a lot of the jeans nowadays have a lot of stretch. Be on the lookout for that, because if they do stretch, I got one tip on that. Wear them before you take them to the tailor. Wear them a few times and find out how much they stretch. That way you know how much you have to take in at the bottom.
Yeah, one tip that I'll share, it's just piggybacking off yours. You made me think about it, is when I picked up my pair of jeans that I fell in love with, the person that was helping me told me to go one size down because the denim does have a lot of stretch in it these days.
Uh-huh.
And if you get your normal size, quote unquote, by the time you break those jeans in, they're going to be all baggy and saggy and not going to look good. So he said, go one size down, which I did. I was a little skeptical at first because they were kind of hugging, but no, he was exactly right. They've loosened right back up. And Dennis, we actually were together one time and you saw me wearing them. They fit perfect.
Yeah, it was at the Washington Nats baseball game, right?
Yeah, we had a chance to go to that. And
amazing jeans you had on there, man. The wash, man. You actually worn that with a nice little blue woven shirt and the dad cap. I think you had loafers that day, right?
Yeah, I think that's just a perfect casual look, you know? Perfect for a baseball game.
Great way to get dressed up and go to a game.
No, I think we helped some people out with these tips today, and I'm looking forward to having you come back on. You know, as always, I think we have a good time, a good discussion, and the feedback's really been great. So thank you to everyone who's been listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, so pretty much stick to slim or straight.
I like that. Just make it simple for them.
Slim, straight, guys, and just, you know, make sure the top part fits, because that's the bottom part, you can take care of that.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, you want to let everyone know how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can find me at Instagram at Dennis_Styles. And thank you for all the support and, you know, the love and all the emails we receive. So we'll keep the show rolling.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon. Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. We want to thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the show today. We hope that we were able to motivate you and inspire you just a little bit to be the best gentleman you possibly can be. Also, we'd love to have your feedback. So please, if you could you rate, review, and subscribe to the Life of a Gentleman podcast? It would really help us to get this information out to others that have the same interest as you. If you found the information to be useful, please also pass on the information to someone that you think would appreciate it. You know, in today's show, we talked about the importance of family and also faith in yourself when you're building a brand. There's a lot of us that are interested in fashion and want to get involved in some kind of way. And so we hope that the story of the Ball family will inspire you to believe in yourself a little bit more, but also realize that there's different routes and different avenues that you can take on the road to success. What you have to do a lot of times in life is disregard the doubters and press on, believe in yourself, and realize that you can make it, because it's true. You definitely can. So those of you that are interested in fashion and pursuing that, we wish you the best on your journey, and just keep believing that you can make it happen. Also, we had a great discussion with Dennis Stiles. He came through and gave us some great tips about wearing jeans and how you can style them, in particular with knit ties. Jeans and knit ties, they kind of go hand in hand together for that perfect look. And also a great reminder by Dennis was to find the brand that works for you and stick with that brand, because once you have a great fit, you're going to feel way more confident. So definitely, we'd like to see everyone throw on a blazer and a tie with their jeans this summer. When they step out in the evening, you're definitely going to look dapper. A special thank you now to those that contributed to the show this week. That would be a special thank you to Dennis Stiles. Also to the co-host at the outset, my good friend for close to 30 years now, Mr. Darius Roberts. And also, last but certainly not least, a shout out to the best podcast producer around, DeAndra Marie. She definitely comes through for us every week and sets the tone for the show. We truly appreciate her input. And thanks to you, the listener, because without you, this show wouldn't be possible. So please, if you could, just again, it takes a few moments to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We'd really love to get your feedback. Connect with all of us through our Instagram or other social media platforms, and all that information is listed in the show notes. So we look forward to talking to you next week, and as we always say on The Life of a Gentleman, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.